This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We know that standing up in the Salah is rukn, is one of the pillars of the Salah, according to one's capabilities. In airplane, yes, there is possibility that we fall if we stand up, but it is not that risky in many times because it's pretty stable. But what does someone he can stand up in the Salah, but because he's frightened, if he starts the Salah standing up, people around him might think that he is a terrorist or somebody is not safe, and that can cause problem for the person. He might be ended up kicked out of the flight or something of that nature. So the question is the incapability to stand up is just physical, like being sick or injured, or fear to have many problems because people will definitely think that you're dangerous to them or to the flight. In this case, would that also consider an excuse for the person to pray sitting? Alhamdulillah. والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله. Praying in the airplane, I do believe that it is allowed to be performed sitting, even if you have the ability or the capability to pray standing. Because I do believe in any time the airplane can change, the situation can change and can be very dangerous for someone who's standing. In any, especially in the position of ruku' and sujood and standing up, it's not like it's only standing, you know, you can hold yourself, but what if you are ruku', what if you are sitting? It's not a safe, it's not meant for a prayer. Unless you are on one of these airlines who provide musalla on them like some of the airlines do these days. But generally speaking, it's not a safe thing to do. And definitely, the fear is an excuse for the person not to face, not to pray standing. So that rukn can be forgiven. I would say even facing the qibla, if that's impossible or not possible for the person, if he does it, that can cause a damage. In this case, before we jump to saying pray sitting or not even facing the qibla, we say, can you wait until you land and you pray Maghrib and Isha together or Dhuhr and Asr together? If he said yes, we said, okay, in this case, you wait. If he said, no, I can't, I will miss the Salah, Fajr will end, or I will arrive next day, I will miss Isha. In this case, we say you pray sitting, and because praying sitting in the airplane, very close to the concept of praying in the safina, in the boat, and Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu led the prayer with his companion in the boat, sitting, as Abdul Razzaq reported, that he did this, and many other companions and members of the Salaf, the early generations. Allah said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not charge a soul except with what within its capacity. So in this case, I would say, yes, in modern days, I would say that it is permissible for you to pray sitting in the airplane, especially for those who live in the Western atmosphere. So it will not cause problem, fear, and that's not shining or being shamed. That's basically being a person who's practical and don't want to cause trouble in the flight, especially in these recent days and this climate and all what is surrounding, unfortunately, the Muslims. I believe that this is an acceptable excuse for the person to pray sitting in the airplane. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.